It's all about financial planning ahead towards your financial objectives. We look into situations whereby we have family protection through life insurance. We also have personal investments, college savings plans. We also have mortgage protection and retirement annuity. Those are the key fundamental issues that we discuss with our clients.
Now, can you actually peel off, let me say, one of the packages that we have, make it simple for a common person to understand exactly what you're talking about?
Let me start by explaining on family protection. Family protection, we are looking at consequences of death, which one person can experience through a beloved father who pass on, through a beloved mother who pass on, because there is no money left. Initially, we look at burial itself. If you die today with no money, there is serious problems that other people who you left are going to struggle to even bury you.
So now, how much can, let's say, my own family pay, you know, towards that kind of plan?
It depends with your age. It depends with your habits. All those information are too personal. But those are the key areas which we look at as we underwrite you to actually give you the right installment and the right cover for your family.
And the other package, you were talking about college issues.
College policies are the ones which, even if you refer back home, these are the educational policies whereby you invest, you put money aiming to reach a stage where when your kid reach the college, normally the college part is very expensive. Most of the people, they resort to government loans, which are not the way, because when paying back those loans, actually, they put much interest on it. So we are trying to say, build your ark now. Put your money down and make sure that when your child or your kid reaches the college level, you are able to withdraw and pay off.
So if, let's say, a student wants to go to college next year, how do you invest in that kind of a portfolio?
The best way to save for college savings, we look from year one the kid is born until seventh year, so that you give the room for the money to grow on the market. We cannot take a kid today who wants to go to college next year and invest today.
So now, give us another policy that we have that you can explain to us.
We also look at retirement annuity. Here in America, we depend on Social Security. We depend on 401k. That money is not enough. It's only the government that they can give you a platform where to start. If you calculate your money which you use today, in the next 25 or 30 years when you retire, the money is not enough. Put more money on your side. Invest more money into your retirement annuity. This is the only pocket that no creditor can access. This is the money that can be protected by the government. It can also give you a tax exempt as you live, because the government will be looking at a scenario whereby they say, no, you are actually working towards your retirement annuity. You are off-bedding yourself from us. You are not going to rely on us on medication, on a lot of stuff that is needed. So government itself protects you against your money which you put in your retirement annuity.
Mm. Talk to Zimbabweans about some of these issues that you are discussing with us here.
As Zimbabwean community, I am just here to let you know that this kind of programs are actually meant for you guys. Most of our African brothers, they want to retire back home. So when you go back home, what do you have? When you die here, are we able to carry you back home and bury you? How much is needed to carry you back home? So when you go back home alive, how much money do you have which is enough to make you live for the next 10 or 15 years again as you retire?
Now, this kind of interesting scenario that you're talking about is if somebody dies here and you are saying that you've got something that you can do for people, you know, what exactly can you do if, let's say, somebody dies, you want to send the body to Zimbabwe?
When you die today, as a policyholder of New York Life, we provide cash. We don't offer coffins. We don't offer services. We give you, for example, somebody took a policy which is supposed to cover him for $1 million or $100,000. We look into the situation whereby when we pay to the beneficiary has the right to see how much do you really need to carry your brother, to carry your sister, to carry your mother back home. So the rest is left to the kids to survive, and the rest is left to the beneficiaries to survive on that money.